It's 7:34 on this Monday morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The Vermont Department of Labor is holding a job fair today for workers laid off from IBM and elsewhere. The session will involve employers, worker retraining providers, health insurance representatives, and financial advisors. It's set for today at the Sheraton on Williston Road in South Burlington. The session allows visitors access to various sources of help, including to prospective employers. Job seekers are encouraged to wear business casual or business professional attire and bring several copies of their resume to hand out when meeting with Vermont businesses and training providers. Most people who lost their homes in Tropical Storm Irene have had access to some kind of government help, but for many of those whose land was washed away, there are fewer options. VPR's Nancy Cohen reports on one couple who spent their own funds to shore up severe erosion.
On the day of the flood, when Sheila and Russell Bartell tried to evacuate their home in Newfane, the Rock River was gushing halfway up their road, so they went back home.
Figured, okay, we'll just hunker down and ride it out. And he actually went upstairs and saw the entire length of our property wash away.
There was hundreds of trees here in our backyard, and in a matter of 10 minutes, they were gone.
With the trees gone, about an acre of a hillside was unleashed, falling into the river. The couple had built their house up high on nearly 4 wooded acres that buffered them from the Rock River below. Now their house sits less than 100 feet from an eroding cliff that drops sharply down to the water. The Bartels say the erosion is moving closer to their septic system, but the house is fine, making them ineligible for government help. Rob Allen is with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says the Emergency Watershed Protection Program can pay to stabilize property only if the erosion threatens infrastructure or buildings.
It's not a program just to protect land. Land itself is not eligible for protection in this program. It's to protect improved property.
The Watershed Protection Program spent nearly $4.2 million stabilizing sites in Vermont after Irene. But the Bartels were among dozens who were not eligible for assistance. In Newfane, the Bartels and 4 other property owners who lost land received a small tax abatement. Without government help, Sheila and Russell Bartel, who are in their 50s, are trying to take care of it, mostly on their own.
We actually went to the bank and remortgaged our home so we could pay for the work we needed to get done.
The Bartels spent more than $30,000 to shore up the cliff and build a fence to protect their grandchildren from falling over the edge. The Southeastern Vermont Irene Long-Term Recovery Committee gave the couple $5,000. Most of it went to haul debris out of the river. The couple says they recognize they're fortunate because no one got hurt and they still have a place to live. Still, looking up at what's left of the land where he built his home and landscaped for decades, Russell Bartel wipes tears from his eyes.
It's just the work you put into it. Yeah, it's just the work. It's years just gone.
The couple says the option of selling the land was part of their retirement plan. But now they say they aren't sure anyone would want it. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.
Vermont State Police are taking part in a campaign to combat aggressive and impaired driving. It's called Operation Sober Summer. Police say through June of this year, there have been 26 deaths and 25 crashes on Vermont roadways. In 2012, there were 40 deaths in 35 crashes. There was a total of 21 fatalities through June of 2011. That was the lowest total of crash fatalities since 1944. Police say Operation Sober Summer will include increased patrols and checkpoints in high crash areas in the state. Turning now to the eye in the sky forecast for the VPR listening region for today. Some patchy fog early on, that's pretty much burned off to this point. For the rest of today, it will be mostly sunny, hot, and quite humid. Highs today in the upper 80s to low 90s. For tonight, mostly clear, warm, and muggy with lows in the 60s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny mixing with afternoon clouds. Widely scattered showers or thunderstorms north in the afternoon or evening hours tomorrow. It will be continued very warm and humid tomorrow with highs in the 80s again to near 90 degrees.